actually went through the whole process of Tikkun Olam, remember? The world versus itself.
Right.
And any which I think is one layer, the layer that I am really. Ani can be any other anis in the world. Ani versus Anochi.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then the idea is that at the core, remember you were saying that we're inherently selfish, the definition of Ani.
Yeah.
And we are Hashem. And the Tikkun Olam really is fixing ourselves so that we're a chelik, because we see ourselves as a chelik kamal, right? David is saying, you know, I just want to work on myself. I could be a shepherd, I'm still be me.
Right.
And Yosef is taking on the world.
Right.
That's where we left off.
Okay.
And I'm sure somehow it's related to Mordechai and Esther and Purim and Pesach.
And I see Mishakela.
What?
Well, yeah, Mordechai went into Shushan.
Where we are right now.
It is, by the way, just occurs to me. I don't know why I didn't think about this last week. It strikes me as extremely ironic that David HaMelech, which we think of is sort of like the higher Madrega, is a focus on yourself, whereas Yosef HaTzadik is more focused on the lower Madrega, is focused on the world, because you would think that, like, sort of like the Derech HaTeva type way of approaching things, like who's greater, the guy who works himself, the guy who changes the whole world, right? So changing the whole world, you think of that guy is, but it's not. It's a different
Madrigas. I don't know if it's necessarily bigger or lower.
Well, no, I think
they're both changing the whole world.
In fact, I think changing yourself is a harder Madriga.
It is, but I think there's just a certain, to me, there's a certain irony to it. Of like, it's like, you know, like all the Jordan Peterson thing. Like, you know, don't worry about changing the world. Like, make your own bed. Like fix yourself first, and mm-hmm. that really is the ultimate sort of respects is the higher Madriga. Well, it's taking all in a different way because you're, you know, you're well, Neshama, but it is, that's just right.
It's easier for you to change the world when you're more settled.
Okay. No, but the tachlis isn't even ever change the world.
Right, the tachlis is about, it's about your own neshama.
Or maybe it's changing the world. You're changing the world already. You're just seeing the world differently than other people are seeing the world. You're seeing the world as everybody else. Meanwhile, the world is you.
Or maybe changing your world is tougher than changing yourself.
Yeah, that's right. That's the real.
Because this gets a very important nakuda, which we said last week. Now you're reminding me that. It needs more of an eon. It needs more of an imek. We didn't really have time to talk about one very important nakuda.
Is there some influence? Very important where you situate yourself on this table.
But just a second. Just care. I noticed.
Yeah. There's shifting pieces going on. I don't want anybody to realize that.
I'm just looking for a new perspective.
Because you guys are busy going to change the world.
Just letting you understand what's happening. There's a whole dynamic taking place in the white fire on the black fire.
By the way, everyone else here thinks that this is about, like, you know, trying to really work on a vote of Hashem. This is just all about the.
So here's the question. We should be able to understand from Maisa Bereishis, the first few prakim at least, a glimpse into perhaps a taich in what the Ratzon Hashem is, was, continues to be in Maisa Bereishis. How the world was created, the matzav in which Adam was created, who Adam was, the nisayon of the Eitz Hadas, the relevance of the Eitz Chaim in the Gan, everything which occurred, how Hashem interacted with Adam, what he said to him, over the Chait, Shabbos, everything related to the first few prakim in Maaseh Bereishis should be able to tell us something about Tachlis, what the Tachlis of Bria was, is, continues to be, and it has to be that way. You know, the Rabban asked the Kasha, why is it that the Torah begins with Maaseh Bereishis? This is the Kasha that Rashi implies. We should have got straight to HaChodesh HaLachem. So of course, Rashi tells us, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, to tell us that Eretz Yisrael belongs to Bnei Yisrael. Right, Menachem? That's what Rashi says in the first Rashi. It's a very interesting, puzzling teretz to that question. Because it's a cosmic question, and the answer seems to be very, like, very political. Yeah, very good word for that. Of course, it tells us something about the importance of Eretz Yisrael in the Tachlis of Maaseh Bereishis, but Rashi opened up with the Baam Kasha. And of course, the Teretz is teaching us something about what Torah is. But like many things in everything, not always is the answer which Chazal gives is on its surface the deepest answer. We know that to be true in many, many places. Much more is said in between the lines than in the spoken word. It's a very big klal in Pnimius HaTorah. It's to be able to see in between the lines that, of course, Chazal always gave him ashmos to something deeper. But many times, that which is written is the pshat, and it's supposed to be asked on. It's supposed to be asked on that way. A person is supposed to see the Chazal as a mystery. And to be able to be maven from Divrei Chazal, if Chazal is giving me the pshat, the remesh, the drush, and the side, and even when I'm maven it, and that's why you find that many times Chazal will say one answer here, and then if you search a little bit, there'll be an answer there. You can have so many terutim, and a person has to have the siyata d'shmaya to be able to put it together and to know, like, what's a tafel and what's an ikar. Like the Rosh Hashanah said about himself, that his neshama was sent into the world to be miyashiv all the Divrei Chazal. Not to know them all, but to be miyashiv all the Divrei Chazal. The Chazal say the Divrei Chazal are Ashirim b'makom echad, v'anim b'makom acher. And as Maral explains, that Klai Yisrael in the Torah 1, Yisrael v'raisu k'chubichu chadhu, and when Klai Yisrael went into Golos, the Torah went into Golos too. And because, just like we can't teach a Yid just on the surface, but the way that we see him, the way he appears is the way he really is, the same thing is true with Torah. A Jew is very deep. If a Yid and a Goy are standing next to each other and they're looking in a mirror, they may look the same on the outside, but in the previous, it's Ein Adayim. And the same thing is true with Divrei Chazal. We can never just assume that the way that the words of Chazal look on the surface is what the message is Chazal are trying to convey. And it takes a person with a lot of Das Torah to be able to know what's an Iker and what's a Tafel, what is and what's not, and to how to package Divrei Chazal in a way to know a Derech and Avodas Hashem. It's not possible to take everything and to forge a Derech and Avodas Hashem. Hey, Jim. It's not possible. If a person says, I'm a Chumra guy, right, and he takes all the Chumras, he wouldn't be able to leave his house. He'd be Corona the whole year. Wouldn't be Shaykh, such a thing. A person has to be maven what's an Iker, what's a Tafel, and to know what for me, what's not for me, what's for a Yid living in Bnei Brak, what's for a Yid living in Woodmere, what's for a Yid living in Puerto Rico. He needs to know, with his family, with his matzav, which words of Chazal are nageh to me, which words are not. In the world of Halacha, of course, there are certain things which is expected of every single Jew. That's why we spoke mostly about Chumras, but in Divrei Chasidus, and in Chumra, and in Halacha, what's nageh, what's not nageh. So with that introduction, so when Chazal tell us that the reason why there was Ma'aseh Bereishis is so that we should know that the listim, if the Goyim should say listim atem, that you robbed Eretz Yisrael from us, that really belongs to us. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he belongs to him and he can give it to whoever he wants. Right? Now of course that tells us the importance of Eretz Yisrael in Ma'aseh Bereishis, especially in Niglas HaTorah, which is why till today There's a very fierce battle, which is going on for centuries, about who does Eretz Yisrael belong to. And Ma'aseh Bereishis is supposed to be Mevarda. But in Niglus, that's true. And we know that the Shetach of Gan Eden, the Ramban explains, others explain, that the continuation of Gan Eden till today, the extension of Gan Eden, what Gan Eden is today, is Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a representation of Gan Eden in this world. And so therefore, even the fact that Adam was created and he was put in the Gan Eden, what that means, the nimshal to that, if you could say that, or maybe even the mashal to that is a better word, is the fact that Bnei Yisrael are in Eretz Yisrael. When Adam Rishon is chote and he's kicked out of the Gan, that's the equivalent of Bnei Yisrael being chote and being kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. Well, let's try to understand Ma'aseh Bereishis and try to see from Ma'aseh Bereishis the chilik between David and Yosef in terms of what the tachlis of Ma'aseh Bereishis is with Siyata D'Shmaya. Now, Adam HaRishon supposedly was created in a perfect world. It's open for question if that was indeed a perfect world. And what was expected of Adam HaRishon? To not eat from the Eitz Hadas, was that the only thing which was expected? Or maybe the Gan Eden was not perfect. Is there something which Hashem wanted from Adam HaRishon that although the Gan seemed perfect, it was only potentially perfect, and what Hashem wanted from Adam HaRishon was to be misak in the world, to perfect the world. That there was not something that there was something yet which needed to be completed. You ever think about these questions?
Well, it's funny you say that, because that happens to be like the first Sifse Chensher I ever went to a couple of years ago, when we were talking about, you know, the Shuras HaKelim that existed.
Mm-hmm.
Pasha's always assumed that, I didn't wonder, like, the description of it means that by the time Adam Rishon got here, the Shvira already happened.
Oh, Vada happened, yeah.
As a Litvak, right? You don't think about it that way. You when I can't talk about Shvira HaKelim, HaKelim, it's always about because of the, you know.
So that whole discussion of Shvira HaKelim took place from Chafhei Elul to Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
Those 7 days.
So if it's in the minds of what you're saying, because like, that means by the time Adam got here, the already so, sure
okay, you're right. Wait a second.
Can't be perfect.
Wait, so was it perfect? Well, Hashem, he broke things and then he put things back together again. When he put things back together, then was there more room left? Meaning, did he completely perfect it, or was there something which was actually left from the Marishon to be masakin, either on a Shvira HaKelim level, which is a Kabbalah level, or even in the Gan? Maybe there was some pruning which needed to be done in the Gan, which Adam needed to do. What does the Avdol L'Shamra mean? That's basically the question. What was the goal of the Marishon Yankim?
So I always had this way of our mission here, or for lack of a better term, that we were created imperfect, but based on what we were talking about, the world also has its imperfections. But maybe the world's imperfections were created because we were imperfect and messed up the world. I mean,
that's a perfect stage.
So what happened first? The imperfection of the world or perfection of Adam?
I think Adam.
Adam. So Adam's imperfection creates a perfection of the world. So the world is a mirror of
Jordan
Adam.
Peterson, as you mentioned before.
It's all the same. They parallel each other.
But are they two different shacks? Are they one shack? What was more important? The tikkun, was there a piece? Let's put them together then. Let's say Adam is the world is the Adam, fine. Was there something which needed to be done to the Adam / the world that Adam was charged with, or was he just told, just don't break things, everything's perfect? Well, that's kind of the question.
Isn't there Rashi about
good.
Yeah?
He said, what's La'avda?
No,
okay.
Of course. The Shomer, like, we're all understand either way.
It wasn't for the Adam.
What? No, but the reason for the world is for the Adam. Okay, let's say that. I can argue maybe the world is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
It's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Okay, but... Okay.
No, but it's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Adam could be... Enhanced. Get close to it.
The Hanukkah, that's one. I mean, what if it's good for the Adam, it's good for the Rebbeinu Shalom. I mean,
the world is here is for the Adam to rectify whatever it has to with the Shiras of Cam and all that other stuff, whatever, to get back to completion, right?
I'm not sure it has. And it's not an either or question, right? Why is it Misavim Ka'am and Mamalik Ka'am? They're both true.
Hashem created the world for a reason, right?
Exactly.
If there was nothing for us to do, and if it was perfect,
maybe Hashem said, "Don't be mekalkalin." Maybe that's what Hashem wanted. Maybe he was perfect, and Hashem was just saying to Adam, "Don't be mekalkalin," and that's what he was charged with.
But then why create Adam?
Hmm?
Yeah. Then why create Adam?
But still an
that's why Adam, I think, sinned, because he's like,
I'm saying, if there's nothing for Adam to do, if it's so perfect, and say,
maybe that's what he was supposed to do.
Hashem's taiva was fulfilled by creating the world, and what was the point of Adam?
That was the goal. The point was, is just don't mess it up. And he was supposed to live in eternity, not breaking the world.
To create Adam, so there has to be something.
Okay, but that could be now that there's a shtal shlos after the chait. So if you want to know the hemshech between the Gan Eden and the Adam into the world which we live in, so we could look back to the roots and say that the root of Tyre comes from what's called the Avdol L'Shamra. But okay, but could Chazal say La'avda zu asay, L'Shamra zu lois asay? So it could be that in the Gan there was an asay and a lois asay. So what was the asay and lois asay in the Gan? That's a good way to start with it.
There could also be a way to keep the world perfect.
And what's the asay?
But that's not perfection.
That could to keep the world from deteriorating. Right, if you're not growing, you're failing, right? So if we're not...
But what's the perfect. Avda means to grow, and L'Shamra means not to go down.
How's that perfection?
Could be.
If there's room to be matakal, it's not perfect.
What does it mean? What does it mean when the world is imperfect? It's not the world, it's us. I mean, what's the world doing? It's us.
Okay, so again, so was the world / Adam imperfect at the time of creation?
Yes.
Or was it perfect?
It was imperfect.
Okay, so what part of it was imperfect?
There's a Rashi. I don't know if this is too practical or too like chitzoni, but I think there's a Rashi that says the potential for all the plants was there, but it wasn't. There was nothing there, which is in the ground. So,
Adam had to daven for it to come up.
Mm-hmm.
So that you could learn. Obviously, the world was not perfect.
Ah, so maybe Adam needed to daven.
And you need to find the
tefillah is
an avodah
shvilei. Okay.
Tefillah is an avodah shvilei, which means that there's something in man that needs to be perfected.
Hmm.
That's what the davening is for. That's where my thought stops.
Okay, very good. So even though the Torah says, that Hashem says to Adam, I want you to daven to bring down the rain, there could be, based on the whole Hakdama, that maybe that wasn't the tachlis of davening, was to bring down the rain. Maybe Hashem was sending to Adam Rishon that davening was supposed to do something else, but instead of telling him, I want you to daven for X, he told him, I want you to daven for rain. Right? Saying very good. Okay, so maybe tefillah was something which needed to be done, which is very mistaver, because Torah says that if we go back to I think it was Dani, who pointed out, la'avda l'shamra, so, or maybe it was Menachem, la'avda l'shamra, so la'avda is tefillah. Right, so that could be very good touch in what, let's say, Adam needed to do. Vis-a-vis the Gan, La'avda would mean to daven for rain. Meaning, clearly, if Hashem is telling to Adam Rishon that I need you to daven for rain, that means that the way that the world was right now without rain couldn't continue, seemingly. So Hashem wanted Adam to be mishtatef in this Gan, to be Mekayim the Gan. And he said, listen, everything here is trees, whatever trees were then. Whatever they needed, it needed rain. Whatever rain was, it needed rain. So Hashem says to Adam, Mitzad the Gan, I need you, La'avda, Dehainu to be Mispal, that there should be Mater. That could be an imperfection. No? That could be an imperfection. Because if something is created and it's seemingly perfect, if it doesn't have a Kiyum, then the fact that it doesn't have a Kiyum means it's imperfect. So Mitzad the Olam, you could say, that the mitzvah la'avda meant to daven for rain. That could be klape, the bria, and also klape, the other. And there was also something else which was imperfected in my Bereishis. What's that?
Did the world have a kiyum after 6 days?
Hmm?
Did the world have a kiyum after 6 days without Shabbos?
No, I mean, Shabbos would be the kiyum for the next 6 days. Shabbos is always the kiyum for the coming week. Right, but there was also something else in the Gan, which is something which is very, very clear imperfection, which needed to be worked on.
Adam's thinking.
Yeah.
Adam was one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu,
yeah.
And all he did was ask him to do something, right? And if we think that tefillah is a form of his kashrus. Right, there's nobody that was closer or knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, at that time, it was man and God, right? And he asked him to just do something. He also asked him not to do something, right? The thing he asked him not to do was this: to eat from this tree of Das. However, we want to understand that, right? Right. Once that happened, and I'm not sure what the Taich is and exactly. It's a das, but when man thinks that he knows,
mm-hmm.
he's already put up a wall between himself and God.
Very good.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, when that happened, and that could be the tikkun for all of us, right? And that's, it goes back to the discussion of Yosef and David. Like, David operated from this place of complete surrender, where it was, he just knew that it was all Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yosef, from what I understand from listening the last couple of weeks, right, operate from this place where he ultimately could get to that same place of complete hiskashrus and surrender to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there was a little bit of hisboneness that he needed in between.
What do you
Does
mean?
Does that make sense?
What do you mean hisboneness? Yosef, you mean?
Yeah, for Yosef. There was a little bit of a back and forth that he'd get to the same place. And that's just—it's—it's a level of, I guess, at which one is at.
So, I'm not sure what you mean by that last part, but I think you put on the table something very important in terms of what tefillah is, its relevance to the Adam, and equally as important, the presence of the Eitz HaDa'as Tov around the Bria. The presence of the Eitz HaDa'as Tov around the Bria was a very big imperfection, because what's ra? What's going on with that? Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu create an Eitz Hadas Toi V'ra?
The
Nachash also is part of the problem. Meaning, the Nachash is also, the fact that the Nachash tried to, and he succeeded in, fooling Adam HaRishon into eating from the Eitz Hadas Toi V'ra, and the Hamatzius of the Eitz Hadas Toi V'ra would seem to be this imperfection in the world. Perfection of the God.
The ability to go against the Kadosh Baruch Hu shows imperfection.
Shows what?
Imperfection.
The ability to go against the Kadosh Baruch Hu shows imperfection.
Means this, even the sun, the moon, right. Whatever, however we understand that. The fact that there was an avod to do, they had to sort of say, had b'chira, make choices,
mm-hmm.
that means that there inherently is imperfection.
Okay, very good. So this comes to the point which we spoke about before, is that in order to stand something which is imperfect, it's measured by how far it is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. How rachok is this thing from the Ribbono Shel Olam? Adam had a certain havana. He had a certain das in the Ribbono Shel Olam because he was created b'tzelem Elokim, and he was the vayeda Adam. He knew a lot, so he had a certain hasaga in the Ribbono Shel Olam and in the tachlis habria, and the fact that this eitz hadas toi v'ra needed to be corrected, and he saw that as his mission in this world. Is that if there's a Ra, and the Ribbono Shel Olam created a world which is Kuloi Toiv, how was it that this Ra is in the world? Who created this Ra, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kuloi Toiv? And that's why Rashi says that the Nachash came, and one of the things which he said, because these were creatures, people, who delved into this question, this philosophical question. How did this Ra come here? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create it? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it, then does that mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not completely Toiv? Or maybe it created him. And that's what the Nachash said to Adam. According to Chazal, he said that really Hashem ate from this tree and it created him. So that's why the Nachash represents Lashon Hara, because he spoke Lashon Hara about the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the Nachash told Adam, Bein Kach or Bein Kach, you could do something for him, for the Ribbono Shel Olam, if you could fix the Ra and the Eitz Hadas. If you could fix this Ra and the Eitz Hadas. And Adam went for it, and it was miserable. And the question is, why? Why did he go for it? Why was that the mistake? And what should he have done?
Where did the Ra come from?
Hmm?
Where did we say the Ra came from?
Hashem created it. Because he's higher than Toiv V'ra. That's the real answer. But he got Adam HaRishon thinking on a Toiv V'ra level. And he said that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely Toiv, then how did the Ra come here? Very philosophical question. If we want to get to the core, to what Ofer was hinting to, in terms of what Tefillah is all about, when you look at the world, like the current world and the world that Adam HaRishon was living in, so the fact, if you look at the world and you say the world was imperfect, and I say, listen, Adam HaRishon was charged with Tikkun HaOlam, to fix the world, so then the world had some dose of imperfection, and you could say that today it also has imperfection, just much, 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 much more. Is that an acceptable statement to make? That in that world there was a Ra, it needed to be fixed, and from the Chid of Adam HaRishon there was a Hishtalshalus of the Ra, and now that Ra, which is Neitz Hadas Toiv V'ra, is fills the world today. Would you agree with such a statement? In which case, we are continuing the mission of Adam HaRishon. The world was created, La'avda, which can mean Tefillah, which can mean a mission to fix the world, and L'shamra means just don't make it any worse than it is right now, at least preserve it, but La'avda means that you also have to fix something. There's a Ra in the world. Adam HaRishon went for it, he tried to misak in the Ra, and today we still have the same mission of Adam HaRishon in the Gan, which is to fix the Ra in the world. So Mamela, when I read the story of Adam HaRishon in the Torah, it's talking to me. It's the same thing. Hashem is saying the same Nisayon which you had in terms of the world, in terms of Tachlis, Ma'aseh Bereishis, is that the Ra in the world needs to be perfected, needs to be completed, and every single one of us has a mission in this world through Torah and Mitzvahs and Avodas Hashem to be misak in the Ra in the world. Is that an acceptable Mahalach?
I feel like the trap, though.
Hmm?
No. If I say like, oh, Adam had this mission to remove the Ra from the world, and that's my mission too. Adam failed in that. Why am I going to be any more successful if I think I'm going to fix the Ra outside of myself?
Because
there's been a lot of accomplishments till then. You know, since then there's been an Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. There's been a Moshe. There's been a Tyre. There's been a David. There's been a Shlomo. There's been a Baal Shem Tov and a Vilna Gaon. You know. What's the question?
Yeah, we're also there's been a lot. The world has a lot more around it.
Huh?
Yeah, we're saying okay. That the world is
but,
a lot more.
But we've been taught a lot. We've given a lot of tools.
Don't you guys watch Rabbi Shurim? I mean, isn't he constantly talking about this is your Mashiach? We did it, nobody else did it. We can do it. I mean, okay, that's not a kasha.
There's a distinction between Ra and the Beis HaHara.
Yeah?
Don't we say that the Beis HaHara only came after?
Yeah, because he was, by eating from the Eitz HaDaas HaVeira, he was machnis the Ra into himself.
Uh-huh.
So now he took the imperfection which was outside the world, now he put it in himself. But I'll argue to you, Menachem, that maybe Adam was imperfect even before he put the Ra inside of himself. How? Like Dani says, because if he had a Bechira to do anything against Rabban Shalom, maybe that's called imperfect. Maybe that is imperfect. Maybe the mere fact that he was created in a way that Hashem gave him such a Bechira that it could be Boicher to be Oichavara, that was also an imperfection which he needed to fix.
The fact that he ate from the Yetz HaDaas before the Yetz HaDaas, the Ra came into him, shows that it's inherited in him, not in something outside
but,
him.
But the Bechira itself doesn't make it imperfect. It's when you're Boicher Bara, that's what makes it imperfect. Because okay. Otherwise, why is what's the Allah void of? Like,
uh-huh. Why is imperfection a problem?
I didn't say imperfection is a problem.
Maybe
the world was created to be imperfect.
There's no purpose without that.
Perfect world is created imperfectly.
Yeah, perfectly. Perfect. It's not like Kurtz. It's
a quote by Goldberg. You know
what if Adam was shaped out of Tassa and he didn't do anything? He had the thought. I could correct the world, and he said, I can't do that, and he stopped himself from getting from the dust over Ra. And then Shabbos would have come.
Very good. That's something to count the middle. By the way, this is still a David and Yosef discussion. Yeah. I wouldn't Chas V'Shalom leave that discussion. I'm just saying that we're getting there, but if you want to understand the Shoyrish, you have to get to this is the Shoyrish of a David and Yosef
conference. Based on what he's saying, it shows that the Yosef idea is not the right idea. Because Adam, the whole kilkel, and where we are today is because he went outside himself to try to be sakana.
Very good. Okay, so we're getting somewhere.
And then, but because he did that, now you need Yosef.
No, he left. He never should have gotten to that point.
But once he got there,
maybe his mistake was that he took on the Eitz HaDaas HaVeira.
It goes back to now.
So what could he have done? Meaning, tefillah seemingly was introduced to the world in order to daven so that the rain should grow.
It's not about me doing the work.
What should he have understood from what Hashem said? And by the way, Adam, I want to tell you, this tefillah what we use in this world to make the rain grow. What would a maven have said from that?
Just I'm a sock in the world with my tefillah.
I
don't gotta do anything. I don't have to do anything. I'm just daven.
But what would you daven for at that point?
Kodesh
Baruch. What? Kodesh
Baruch. To fix his world.
Right. So that's where David HaMelech comes in.
Adam Rishon took the wrong approach.
David HaMelech came in and he understood, which is why David is the 70 years of the life of Adam Rishon. Right? So he was zeichet to that because he was oimed on this shaila. He saw himself as Adam. And he wanted to be Mesakin and to be Mamshach, a tikkun on that level. So, David HaMelech said this. David HaMelech said, I have to be maven from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the depth from what the Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, to know what is it really that Hashem wanted from me in the Gan. And he saw himself as Adam in the Gan, and he said, Ken Zayin, that although the world has gone through so many levels of Hishtalshalus since then, meaning, that if the whole tachlis of the world was to be Mesak in the Ra, and now we're so many thousands, tens, hundreds, millions of thousands of steps later because we've been Moisef Ra, Al-Gabi Ra, Al-Gabi Ra, Al-Gabi Ra, and we had a lot of work to go to fix, to go backwards in, so then we have a very big job ahead of us. However, if really that wasn't the direction that Adam was supposed to go to in the first place, that he wasn't supposed to deal with the Ra. And now that the fact that there was maybe just a Nakud around the Bria, and there's millions of times more Ma'an around, makes no difference, because that really wasn't the direction to go in the first place. Maybe there was a different direction to go in. And if I go in that direction, it doesn't matter how much Ra is in the world. That there's something else that Hashem wants me to be Mesiachis to, and if I'm Mesiachis to that, I'm not even have to be Goyris the Ra. I could focus my energies over here, because what Hashem really wanted from me in the Gan has nothing to do with Eitz HaDaas HaVeira. He wanted me to work on something completely different. Could that be? Could that be? Say louder, Shal Harari. The Eitz HaChaim. The Eitz HaChaim. Hashem told Adam, by the way, there's an Eitz HaChaim, there's an Eitz HaDaas HaVeira. Don't eat from the Eitz HaDaas HaVeira. Again, if you're amazing, you have to ask yourself, why is Hashem telling me that there's an Eitz HaChaim in the Gan? Why is He telling me that? He didn't tell him to eat from the Eitz HaChaim either. just like he didn't tell him to daven for something other than the rain. And this goes back to what we started with. Just because Hashem says something, or Chazal says something, doesn't mean that that's what you're supposed to do. It's a good thing to do. It may be the good thing to do, but it may not be the right thing to do. It may not be the right thing to do. Very deep yisoid. Very, very important yisoid. So know how to read in between the lines and to say, maybe the spoken word is behizgalus, the good thing to do. But maybe in the pnimius, which is the unspoken word many times, that's the better thing to do. Just because it's better doesn't mean that the other one is wrong. It can mean that it's good. But because Adam HaRishon was following the written word, so to speak, the chitzonius, he was drawn into the chitzonius because the Nachash was a chitzoni, and the Nachash was able to draw him out of the world that Hashem wanted him to be in, which is the pnimius world, and the chitzoni would draw out Adam HaRishon into the chitzonius world, which is the world of Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra, and he had him to be Isaac on that level. It wasn't just the pshat that was he was supposed to be, and he mishandled the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra. He wasn't supposed to be in that world at all, says David HaMelech. He went left as opposed to going right. It wasn't the pshat that there was only one way to go, which is Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra. What are you going to do with it? If you're going to eat from it, or you're not going to do with it. Yeah, you're not going to eat from it. What are you going to do? No. That was a totally wrong direction. David says you went the wrong way. There was a fork in the road, and you went left, and you're supposed to go right. And because you went left, you couldn't handle the challenge. Had you gone right, which has something to do with Eitz Hachaim, which we need to understand, you would have succeeded in what you needed to do.
He was fighting the wrong battle.
Right. Because had he gone right, there wouldn't have been any battle to fight.
Or.
Olive of Rish. To the right. It was something else. So now that we've come to this point, we could say that to the left was the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra, to the right was the Eitz Hachaim. And I'll just throw in what the Arizal says in Sefer Likutim. He says, you have to know, Yehuda is the Eitz Hachaim and Yosef is the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra. Okay? Now we're going to have to be mazvi that a little bit. But what that means though is that David HaMelech went to the right, Dahaina to Yehuda, to the Eitz Hachaim. He was Isaac on that level in the Bria. And Yosef went left and he was Isaac in that Tzavra. But no, this is like helping us tight a little bit more, because until now, we've used like a Shprach, which is like our own creations. We said like, the world of Yosef is called Ani Yosef. And we said perhaps the David's world of Ani Havaya. And we talked about Torah and Tefillah. But the words in the Mekubalim is, Yosef is Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra, and Yehuda / David is the world of Eitz Hachaim. And now that we understand the Gan a little bit better, and my Sabereshis and introspection, and trying to take it apart and to ask myself and other like, what does Hashem want from all this? The written word, the uttering word, going right, going left, what does it mean to be Isaac in the world on the level of Eitz Hachaim? That's the question which we're asking ourselves now. What would have been the avodah on that level called Eitz Hachaim?
Of course.
And we know that David HaMelech, he succeeded. Because David HaMelech is Chai V'Kayim. If David is Chai V'Kayim, it means that he ate from Eitz Hachaim. What can we learn from the Mahalach of David? It's not to plug in the pieces which we spoke about before. Josh touched upon it already. Tzvila, David, Vani Tzvila, Shaychas Eitz Hachaim, Bittol, these types of inyanim. What does the Avda Lashama, how does that translate according to David, understanding that it's Shaykh to the Eitz Hachaim? What's the Avodah which David applied when he took this apart, which will Mameitla, through the course of a Hishtalshalis, be Nogea to us too? But just remember, when the Eitz Hachaim track now, we're not looking at the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra. We'll come back to Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra once we understand a little bit better what it means, the Eitz Hachaim.
Tefillah.
Yeah.
Ritual.
Yeah.
Not trying to solve the world's problems, trying to reveal Lukus and everything.
So you just said, he said Tefillah, Bittul, and try to reveal Lukus and everything. Right. Is that the Taichin Tefillah and Bittul, meaning that he was supposed to be Mispalo, that to be revealed the Lukus and everything? That's what you meant?
Meaning his avodah was to connect the Kodesh Baruch Hu to this world, to reveal Hashem in this world.
I'm saying very vague things.
So, can I just touch on that a little bit? When we're davening, then we're. The whole point that Hashem gives us reasons to daven is all he wants is that connection. It's not about what we're davening for. You know, we all have different things that we need to daven for, and ultimately we all daven for different things. But we have those situations in order just to have that davening. It's not about the words, it's not about what we're saying. When we're davening, we're connecting, and that is all the that's the whole point of it. So no matter what we know, what we think we know, end of the day, like, you're connecting to Hashem. That moment, that connection, that's all that matters.
Okay, so David HaMelech was the bus mispalo, and say, Baruch Shalom, plug me in. I want to connect to you. And then what would have happened after that? Hashem would have said, Shkayach, you fixed the world? You did it. How did that happen?
Once you have that connection, the connection gets built deeper and deeper, and then all of a sudden the things that you actually need to daven for don't really matter anymore. It's just about that.
This world is lavish for Hashem, and David HaMelech was supposed to be able to show the world that and see it himself. And by seeing that this world is really just lavish for the Kiddush Baruch, he would be able to now reveal Hashem into this world.
So the tachlis is to reveal Hashem in the world.
Showing the world that I run the place. The Rashi says, "It's me. It's always been me. I don't have to fix it. You don't got to do anything. I'm the one who's. You don't got to do anything. You don't have to go out there and try to fix the world. You have to recognize that every single thing in this world really is a lavush for me. And when you're able to vatel that yourself to that, now you're connecting. You're revealing Hashem in every little aspect of it."
You're losing me, because every time I hear you say the word world, I'm thinking Yosef. I'm wondering how to distinguish between David and Yosef right now.
No, Yosef
isn't the world of the path of the Eitz Hadas
Ta'avira? No, I'm not saying the world like you're going out into the world.
So then what are you saying?
The recognition of a human being that there is nothing outside, there's nothing at all but for a levush for Hashem. You look, everything in your life, everywhere you go, is just a levush for the Kodesh Baruch Hu. To be able to call that out.
Well, couldn't you say that slightly differently, to recognize that you yourself are a levush for Kodesh Baruch Hu?
That's what I thought you would say. That's home with me much more in this world.
It's the same. At the end of the day,
there's a practical matter when you start. I have something to say.
I'm using a different.
Like, you don't want to turn it into, I just want to reveal Kodesh Baruch Hu in the veld, because then you're starting to go out and you need to do that.
You're chitzoni. That's already, you entered into chitzoni. If you're
I'm
thinking
using
about
a different mechanism. The mechanism I'm playing off is the word action. So in the world of Yosef, one would think there's an activity that you do. Speaking, doing, acting, stucco, whatever. In the world of David, there's no action. It's recognition. It's a different, the only action you even use in the world of David is your mouth. But there's no activity that you do, because you recognize there is no world. There's nothing out there. There's just Hashem. And the entire avodah is a greater recognition of the Kodesh Baruch Hu.
For David, we're saying, everyone's saying that he was supposed to go daven to Hashem for something. I think David HaMelech would have turned to Hashem and said, I don't even know what to daven for. Show me the way.
Ah. Right, there's nothing to daven for. It's because it's all Hashem. Even the problems are Hashem.
Right, you put me on this world. Okay, now what?
Yosef, in this world that you can see Yosef saying, I need rain. David's like, I don't need rain. What's rain? I just need you. There's no rain. There's no problems. Right. There's no issues. I'm not looking for stuff. I'm not trying to fix anything. That's already like second base. Aleph. I need... Everything is you. My job is to mevatel myself into you. To find chayim means to be able to tap into elokus. It's not a question of doing anything. Doing
is being. Something.
It's being.
Being.
That's what we are. We're human beings.
We're
not doing
anything.
The only David really does is daven. He doesn't do anything.
But that is everything.
Okay, same, but the davening is coming from a recognition that I don't need anything else.
Yeah.
Even davening is not doing. Davening is just an expression of one's
internal. Is it possible to answer the question? And I keep going back. I always go back to this. The problem with knowledge is to be certain.
No, don't do that.
Listen, the reason why Namazi Kisupin is an issue is because I think that I could fix the problem. I think that I'm going to bring something into the world. So once you get to the, I think I could do something, then you're already out. But that was the problem with Adam. He said, I could fix this. That's when he broke up. David is saying, I can't do this. Hashem, you are my savior. You do this.
Very good. And it's a Shmuel touch upon this also.
But David didn't even see a problem.
Huh?
Yeah. David didn't see a problem. Yosef saw a problem to fix.
Didn't see a problem?
No, exactly. Why not? What's the problem?
What's the problem? I'll tell you what the problem is. Yosef looked at the problem in the world and he said, there's a ra in the world. I got to fix that for Hashem.
Yeah.
David looked at the fact that I actually even have a bechira to be boicher in that ra is a problem.
There's no problem.
Why is that not a problem?
Problem's okay. Only the
why is that not a problem?
The Kodesh
Baruch I'm not Makush to Baruch Shalom if I could do something against his will.
That the word problem
is a detach.
We're still in the kusher.
Yeah. It's a detach.
If my kid does something that I don't like, we're so
connected. The connection is inside.
Your connection to your son and the neshama's connection to Baruch Shalom is very, very different.
We're identifying something that's wrong.
The choice itself is not a problem.
That's the var. It's the greatest opportunity.
So that can't inherently be a problem, the fact that I have Bechira. It's...
Why? But there's a mitzvah called the Bechirat B'chayim. So how do Bechirat B'chayim... Brought up a very important point. I want to just roll over it. There's words in the Torah which tell us something about the Gan, and that's called the Bechirat B'chayim. How does the Bechirat B'chayim, which is a mitzvah in Torah, it's not one of the Tayag mitzvahs, but it's considered to be maybe even bigger than Tayag mitzvahs. Had I said that... you guys are so... You've grown so much. Had I said that it's bigger than Tayag mitzvahs, the Bechirat B'chayim... Most people would have been down my throat. Everybody would have walked out. Everybody would have walked out. Yes, so Bechirat B'chayim, there's something which is considered to be the shorish of all mitzvahs. And the shorish of all mitzvahs, it's not me, the Rambam says that. The Rambam says that there's some mitzvahs in the Torah which are not called Taryag mitzvahs because they're higher than Pratyastika mitzvahs. That's what Reb Chaim Vital says about there's no mitzvah in the Torah of Tikkun HaMidos. Why? Because it's higher than Taryag mitzvahs. According to some, living in Eretz Yisrael not Taryag mitzvahs. Because it's higher, because like Rashi says in the first Rashi, it's higher than Tag Mitzvah. It has to do with Tachas Abiyah. Tachas Abiyah is higher. That's why according to some Yishra, Nechishtim Elokech is not one of the Tag Mitzvahs, because it's higher than Mitzvahs. Okay? B'chat B'chayim translates into something which was very much part of the Gan Eden, and Adam's role in the Gan Eden was, should be eaten from the Yitzchai. David HaMelech did that. Why? Because he saw the fact that he could do something which was against the Rebbeinu Shlomo's will. Dehainu, that Hashem said, don't eat from the Yitzadas Taibira, and he contemplated it, and he did it, as being the very first kilkel, which is the kilkel which led to the eating of the Yitzadas Taibira. Meaning, what was more makulkel? That he ate from the Yitzadas Taibira, or that he could have even eaten from the Yitzadas Taibira?
That he ate.
No. In Niglis, it was worse. That's what that was the right thing to say, because in Niglis, it's true.
No, I don't see
in Pnimius, the fact that he had the potential and the capability to eat from it was a bigger period than even eating from it.
It's not a kilkel. It's not a kilkel.
What's the difference between period and kilkel if the whole tachas of the bria is chibur?
Because the only way you have chibur is if you have period. But kilkel is the breaking down of that.
How can it...
What?
I understand. How can it be that he...
You can't have
Yitzchak. Is Bechira to do Ra real?
One second, I heard two things at once.
Joshua.
I'm going to channel my inner Charlie Harari. Is Bechira to do Ra is not real? It's a head fake.
What?
How is that a period?
Of course, it's a period.
No, you're the actual... No.
Why?
No, because, of course you can go.
Why is that not a period?
Because how... Because
If
you're able to do it, the Kodesh Baruch Hu enables you to do it.
It's a period, it's not Ra.
No.
It's not a kilkul.
No. If I could do something which is against your Ratzin on this level, there's a period. It's a period. Did Hashem create it? Yeah, of course he created it that way. But maybe that's an imperfection. Shira Sakim was also imperfection.
Period is a separation.
The
ability for you to separate is there.
The chibur is
not kilkul.
Of course, it's Latachas HaChibur, but maybe on that level, that's where the work of Ula'av the Shaman needs to take place.
Okay, but
on that level,
that's the irony and the catch 22 in where all the, of the creation. We're all that's the old, it's always like that. There's always a system where there's an initial, burst of inspiration, and then you have to work your way back. You see that in the other Tavim. You see that across the board.
Oh, of course,
so Hashem made it. That's how the system is set up.
Okay,
that's what we started.
There's going to be a very big schayt loss level where Hashem's going to say, "Oh, you thought you made all these mistakes? All these mistakes were the purpose of chibur shkayach for all the abayas which you did." Okay. Right. Even if I said that somewhere else,
that was my point. Like you think your bechira the ra is really, but it's not real because the ma'aseh.
Okay, you're right. It's for the tachlis of tikkun. It's for the tachlis of good and for the best.
Yeah.
Did work need to be done there? Yes or no? Yes. Was that considered to be a period, a breach, which needed to be fixed?
Sure.
Did work need to be done there, Josh?
Sure.
And Josh needs to be moida. No, I want to hear it.
If the intention is that you should be doing it that way, then it's not a kilkul. That's the
exactly,
job.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. The period and the kilkul.
But did it need to be fixed? Let's say Hashem was working in Shira Sakim. He's like, okay, Shira Sakim, halfway through, he's like, you know what?
I take apart a Lego set and ask my son, because I want him to put it together, is that a kilkel? No, the job is... Yeah.
But
kill
in
it.
The state before you fix it, is it a kilkel or is it not?
No.
Why is it not a kilkel? If I leave it like but if I leave it like that, then it's in a state of kilkel.
If it's ticking, it's a kilkel.
We're talking language right now. This is language.
It's a building that you're about to build a bigger building and you knock it down.
The word kilkel as period. It's one of the same.
But if you stop, is it a state of kilkel or not?
It's judgment against...
That's what I want to hear.
Perfection is a complete 100% inseparable connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem started off the world, Hashem put us on this world with a mission to get there. So even if once we have Bechira, we have a somewhat separable relationship, right? But that's not perfection. Perfection is not with Bechira. Perfection is past that. So once we have Bechira, we're imperfect.
Yeah.
So the thin island is above.
True, but at that point, when you have
Ethan is a chat. What does that mean?
What does that mean? But also, can I still go right now that there's been so much kilkel in the world?
Oh, so that's what Dovin Yosef comes in. That's what Dovin Yosef comes in.
Because otherwise, why didn't Yosef learn from his mistake? Why didn't Yosef learn from others?
If you tap into Dovin, then.
Yosef knows what he's doing. I mean, Yosef didn't mess up. Yosef's not up there going like, oh, I'm sorry I messed this up, right? Yosef's got
but Yosef did, in essence, what Adam did.
We're talking about the world of
tzaddikim. Right, but Yosef tried to fix Adam's mistake, meaning Yosef looked left, and he went left, down the road, it's not the Ra, and he's like, listen, when Adam Rishon was created in the world, it was very easy to fix the Ra. It was only one move, and then he could have done it. Now that there's a lot, look at what's going on in Paro and in Mitzrayim, this is a big job to do, but I got to do it because I got to be the extension of the mission. This is what Hashem wants. And he went down, he got his hands really dirty, and he suffered tremendously, the Shem Shemayim, for many, many years, in order to clean up shop of all the Ra, which is now infesting the world. But in his mind, this is the Tachlis, there was an Etzadas Tevi Ra, I needed to be fixed, I had to mess it up, now there's more, who's got to take care of it? It's going to be me, Elayla Hakim. And he also didn't fix it completely.
If we don't have the right today to just be David, right? We don't have the right today to look back at the world and go, like, this story with Baal Shem, I'm right. So I read this. No, I read this somewhere in the story of Baal Shem. I don't know if you're going to like the story or not, but I believe I read it. And I think I was with you, Ben.
We did it in the Shield Spirit of the Sidus.
When the Baal Shem Tov went somewhere and a guy said, and there was like a big issue going on in the town, and I goes, you know, Amunah. Baal Shem Tov's like, do me a favor. Amunah is for your own problems. When other people are in Tzaras, relax with them. Meaning, we don't have the right to look around the Tzaras and go, all right, Amunah, like, you know, someone else is like the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he'll handle it. We have a mitzvah's assay to go out and be Yosef, so to speak, when it comes to situations in the world today.
Okay, but that's true.
So
that's true.
In our world today, there are moments where we have to channel our inner Yosef, because we don't look at somebody else who needs stucco, God forbid, and say, you know, Mavatel the Ebb to the Ebbishter. You know what I'm saying? Kosher books, like, I appreciate it. Like, you know, stick your hand in your pocket.
Yosef, David would also give tzedakah.
That's what we discussed. Same, but you have to be at the base of
God. I'm not agreeing with you 100%.
Okay.
I'm not agreeing with you.
But let me finish.
I hear what you're saying.
Okay.
If you're saying that Pinsonius is Yosef and Pinsonius is David, you're saying that you have to excuse a person that he may have to sometimes go into Chitonius to deal with things in the Chitonius world.
Of course.
Even David has to be Yosef sometimes.
Yes.
I'm not agreeing to that 100%.
Okay, that's the statement. Wow. But practically, however,
can you tell us where you disagree?
Yeah, but look,
he has to finish.
Yeah, practically, as we talk about this chabura, what we're getting here is that the avoda is always to get to a place where you realize that it's not a chitzoni concept; it is a kilkul in the world of our relationship to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is the work of David. He looks at the Avdu of Meshamra and says, has appeared to me in Hashem, and I'm constantly breaching that, I'm bringing that
mm-hmm.
together.
Mm-hmm.
That's an internal amount of work that has to take place, regardless of whether or not what goes on.
Correct.
So the work of David is saying, you know how much work I got in my life, David is saying? I'm going to worry about the world? Are you kidding me? Like, I have to close the gap between me and Hashem. And that Pnimi Avodah is the work of David, which is the work of Chaim.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, practically, because we live in a very chitzoni world, we wouldn't even know that,
right,
to Allah Josh's point, which is we assume that the best people in the world spend 5 minutes by themselves because they're so busy worrying about the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Where David's like, stop, you're going left.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you get through most of the eights, it's the wrong fight, whereas a Dovah would say, forget the rest of the world. Wake up in the morning and worry about the Eibishter, and worry about closing that gap. And when you worry about closing that gap, you're going to make a bigger tikkun on the world than anything
Why did
else.
You have to say that at the end, though? You're going to make a bigger tikkun on the world.
That's no safe, because I... Cause we
Stop
live in this
going that way. Why do you go? You're going all the way right, and then you're coming back left. Why did you do that?
Every time we take maybe up the key, something bring about, me back in!
Maybe there's something about going right, which is the tikkun olam.
Every time you think I'm done, it's like the mafia. They keep on trying.
Maybe
that's
maybe the going right is the real olam. It has nothing to do with left. I mean, something will happen in the left. Don't worry about the left. But I keep right.
I struggle with. I think this, what Charlie's getting at is.
But everything else is getting.
It makes it very easy for a person to say to himself, "Not my problem. Not my problem. Not my problem." And I mean, Akash Baruch Hu presents.
Yes,
I think he's going.
I think the rabbi's going there.
We're gonna get there. I mean, he's bringing it. Shaul's bringing it a very lemaisa ready because he wants to say. That you can't lemaisa just be in the world of David without also with this setup being in the world of Yosef and paying attention to what's going on in your world. If somebody comes and asks you for tzedakah, you can't be like, listen, I'm in David mode right now.
How about your wife? Like, hi, you're coming home. You're like, coming home? Are you crazy? I'm in the space right now. I'm gonna be. I'll see you around Kippur time. I'm David, and your wife be like, you're David. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're joking. Like, you have kids. Like, what would David do? David would go home to his wife.
But there's lots of stories about David HaMelech doing this, doing that. Right? Was he in the world of Yosef when he was in the world of David? That's what we need to discuss. That's what we need to discuss.
Come back next week at 1:30 on the dot.
No, the show is
let's cliffhanger this one.
The outer workings of what happens and goes out doesn't make a difference. Meaning, if your shorish is David, if the
that's where I was going until he told me to bring everybody back.
No, because you're
was I wrong?
No, because you keep
I'm
saying.
Not sure what he's saying yet.
What I'm saying is that it doesn't. There is maisius to be done, but that's afterwards. Meaning, I'm David. I still went to war. I still ruled a nation. I still built a base or tried to build a base, whatever it was. But he still did everything. But the end of the day was he was dumb and he's not worried about everything.
You have to explain that though. You have to explain. If you're doing Yosef things, how are you David if you're doing seemingly Yosef things?
Because Yosef thought he's fixing it. Yosef thought he was fixing it. I'm not fixing it.
Okay.
David is saying, I need tefillah. I'm not doing anything. I'm just doing, I have a job.
Good point.
I'm, and whatever happens, happens. You know, like I have to get stuck, I'll get stuck. If the guy helps him, it helps him. That's God's, I got to do my job. Yosef is like, no, my job is, I need Yosef, I got to fix it. If the guy needs $100, I'm giving him $100.
Okay.
That may not be enough. Maybe
it's closer. It's definitely closer. Definitely closer. Definitely closer. Very good. It's closer.
You have a mahalach in life.
I tell you, move to the left.
It doesn't mean
next to the client?
It hurts, by the way.
Next to the client? It's killing over here. Look at this.
Yeah, true. Like you can answer it by saying, listen,
the fact that I agree
even if you're David, even if you're David, there's room for Yosef. Even if you're Yosef, there's room for David. That's certainly a very niggless way of answering this kasha. But there's a way to say you could be Kula David, and even when you're operating in the world of Yosef, you're still Kula David. And that's the world of David. It's a very, very high darga, but it has to do with going right. And never, and you can come back to the left, but we have to understand how you can go right and come back to the left. That's what Yisrael's been trying to steer us always back to the left. There's a mahala. You have to understand how it works by saying like this. The reason why he's going there, you could be David and know that there's a Yosef in the world of David. There's another way to be Miyashi that kasha by saying you could still be Kulo David and also deal with this kasha. David could be Masaki in the world too, and even in the world, the private world, David HaMelech.
But you could say the same thing with Yosef.
Yeah.
That even in his world of Yosef, he's still...
Absolutely. The Yamin is Nichlul in the small, and the small is Nichlul in the Yamin. 100%.
That's Chitonius, the previous. We're getting into Purim, right? So, is Mordechai Tzadik the one that's going to reconcile? He's Ishimi.
I thought you asked a different question.
Mordechai is the Pnimius of David and the Chitzonius of Yosef. Mordechai is considered to be the Pnimius of David and the Chitzonius of Yosef.
Pnimius of David, when you see the throughout.
Mordechai is Gematria Leah Rachel. He has a tzad of Leah and he has a tzad of Rachel.
So he's the Chitzonius of Yosef? And the Pnimius of David? So he's on extremes?
No, Yosef is Chitzonius and David is Pnimius.
Oh, so he's both. He's
Mordechai
David
was able to be.
He's trying to synthesize.
He achieved something, a certain inyan in Avodas Hashem that he synthesized this David and Yosef in a very special way, which is why he's called Moshe and Bechulah.
Is that?
Yeah, we can learn from Mordechai a lot about Tachlis and Purim a lot about Tachlis. Yeah.
Why is he only Ratz of the Rovachov? Why is he only Ratz of the Rovachov?
Because the Chitzonius world can't handle it.
And why did the Holocaust happen? While we're asking questions. While we're just throwing out like massive Indians. Can you explain the Holocaust now in the next 37 seconds?
And that comes from the mortar. Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. It's either going to come through you or it's going to come through someone else. You have the opportunity. When Esther was hesitating whether to go into Achash Feirush, Mordechai said, this is your job. Just it's not going to happen to you. It's happening somewhere.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's a David way of seeing the world.
That
would be a David way of seeing the world, no?
It's a Hitzonius way of going into actually going into. You still have to do the Maisa of Achash Feirush, but you have to have that David idea.
Okay, Jim, next week we'll find out how to do both.
That's a huge step up. I was waiting for you to say, tomorrow we'll have to stress or show after that.
I hope that.
Charlie, where's the bumper
sticker? I'm working on my inner
David. Where's the bumper stickers? If your B is not for you, then you do will not follow through. Josh, I'm waiting for those. If your B is not for you, then you do will follow through.
I'm waiting for a bumper sticker.
I'm waiting for a bumper sticker, too.
We should have one. I don't know. Brady mentioned this one. We only got one after all.